show. We're here with Coach Steve Pikel of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, come off a big win over Seton Hall up there out in Sarah, New Jersey. Both of them up there doing their things. They're in the Big Ten Conference. Coach Pikel, how things up there in Piscataway, Coach?
You know what? It's been an exciting couple days in Piscataway, and we beat Wisconsin the other night, and then we had, you know, our big New Jersey rival with Seton Hall, a really good basketball team, and we had the largest crowd that we've had since 2002 at one of our home games. So the place was jumping, and, you know, we got ourselves a nice win. So it's been a great couple days.
I hear that, Coach. I saw excitement on the student sections, the fans, the students, and your players' faces. So what does it mean for you, Coach, as being the head coach, to see the development of your guys and seeing the hard work you've been putting in here for the last 4 years going here is really starting to pay off now?
Yeah, you know, it's been, you know, quite a journey. You know, I took over a program that had won 6 games the, you know, year before, you know, I got here. And, you know, I've hired a great staff, which is, as you know, the most important thing you could do in basketball. And then, you know, we're able to get some recruits, and we've done a really good job of, you know, developing them. And along the way, we've been developing a really good fan base, and the students have come out and made the rack, you know, our home court, one of the toughest places to play, you know, in the country. And we're undefeated at home. And, you know, our young guys are getting a little bit older, and we have 2 seniors on this year's team. And they're really all fitting into their roles and playing well together. And we're just going to continue to build, you know, a really strong program. And you know how good this league is. So you better be building a strong program when you're up against Michigan State and Michigan and Maryland and the kind of iron that we play night in and night out with some of the best fan bases and some of the best players and coaches, you know, in the country. So we're just real fortunate. We're just plugging away and getting better and better every year.
And, Coach, speaking about the player development piece, Coach, I know that's a real big part of any program is player development. You know, I see with the Hawks here, with all our young players we have on the Atlanta Hawks, how they had to develop those guys, get them guys, get their games better, not only mentally, but physically as well. So how do you go about you and your staff and launch your strength coach as well to get those guys mentally strong, get them physically strong, get them their emotional intelligence where they understand the game plan, they can execute what you're trying to teach them on the court as what you teach them in film session as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a development in so many different ways. You know, your adjustment to college usually physically is a huge adjustment. Strength and conditioning coach, we have a great one, Dave Van Dyke, works with our guys daily, you know, on their nutrition, on their, you know, flexibility, on their, you know, explosiveness. And we've been really fortunate. We've made some tremendous gains from our freshman year to sophomore, junior year, you know, with our weight program. And then, you know, a lot of it too is mental toughness too, and watching film and, you know, just being well prepared, you know, for the opponents that you're getting ready to play. And then there's that, you know, physical part. Guys got to get better. And I think, you know, we've done a good job. Last year we started 3 freshmen, and, you know, currently we got, you know, 3 sophomores in our starting lineup, and, you know, a junior and 1 senior, and they've all gotten better and better. And I think that's a big part of what we're trying to do, you know, get kids that want to be at Rutgers. It's a great university in the middle of New Jersey, you know, a powerful academic institution, and we want to get kids that want to play in the Big Ten, a competitive conference, and with a ton of, you know, last year we had the most NCAA tournament bid. So try to get kids, try to get them to, you know, develop, try to pick the ones with the most upside, you know, too, and have a great staff. Brandon Knight, he was a great player at Pittsburgh. Carl Haas played at UConn and won national championships there as an assistant coach. Steve Hain, my assistant coaches, do a really, really good job of spending that extra time with each guy and just making sure they're getting better and better.
Exactly. And I feel like, Coach, a lot of guys don't understand that development is an all-year-round thing. It's just not in the summertime anymore. It's an all-year-round sport, basketball is. You can't take really that much time off. You keep working on your game because guys are working in the gym all the time. You can't have Coach say to me, Coach, I need to go shoot shots today. Go do some dribbling. You have to have that drive on your own, Coach. You want to go out there and get better daily without you guys having the pride to go do so.
You know what, you really do, and you have to have kids that, you know, want to be in the gym. You know, the NCAA gives a certain amount of hours, 4 in the off season, you know, to do skill development and 4 to do the weight room. activities and then 20 during the season. And as you know, that's, you know, just not enough year round. And you got to have kids that want to be in the gym and want to get shots up on their own and do things, you know, to help themselves improve. And we're very fortunate. We just opened a new $100 million basketball facility that's, you know, dedicated really to our players 24 hours a day, a facility they could use. And, you know, it's got a nutritional center. It's got the medical part of it, too. And then, obviously, you got the weight room and the conditioning. And then you have the gym that's available all day long, too. So, you know, we're really fortunate to have that, you know, that kind of facility and have it open this year.
And, Coach, with the Big Ten's imprint being from pretty much Nebraska to the Northeast Coast where you guys are at, down to the DMV area, you can pretty much recruit guys nationally any way you want to, especially all over the Big Ten footprint. But also, Coach, even down south, this is what I see, like, guys on your roster, not so much from Georgia, but I see those from North Carolina on your roster, Florida on your roster as well. So how do you and your staff go about trying to find the right fit, find the right guy who will come to your program, come to Rutgers, want to get a grad education in the middle of New Jersey, and develop over time and be a world beater for you guys coming at retro sophomore year, junior year, and senior year there?
You know, I'm, again, lucky. You know, I have a ton of staff. We have a ton of alums. You know, Rutgers is one of the biggest schools in the country. So you get a lot of tips from a lot of different places, and we've been very fortunate. Like you said, the footprint of the, you know, Big Ten goes everywhere, and everyone has certainly heard of the schools that are in our league. And, you know, we have a starting center from California, and then we have a kid from Jacksonville, Florida. You know, we just signed a couple kids from one from California, prolific prep out there. And we get a kid from North Carolina coming in next year's recruiting class, along with a kid from Sweden, too. So we've kind of gone a lot of different places that we have connections to. And maybe there's some Rutgers ties, too. And we want to recruit New Jersey, too. We got a couple really good players from New Jersey in the New England area, too. But, you know, the footprint of our league and obviously the national exposure that we get, we're the most televised league and the most fan attended league in the country. You know, you have kids that want to come and play and be challenged at, you know, in the best conference, you know, in the country. So we really utilize that, and our location's great. A lot of people live around here. We're close to New York City, we're close to Philadelphia, and New Jersey's a great state, offers a lot of different amenities to any student that comes here. So It's an exciting place, and we go wherever we can go to get players that fit, you know, what we're trying to do.
You got that right, and like you said, Coach, you know, you guys beat a team right there against East Orange and Seton Hall. I know about that area because my ex-fiance, lives in East Orange. I know all about that area from going to all the time. But I know you had to be happy to win that in-state battle, to get those recruiting points with guys in the state, and, you know, give your players bragging rights against the state against those guys at Seton Hall, because, you know, that's a big rivalry, you guys. And for you to get that win has to feel good for you in your program as you all head towards the Big Ten play here at the first of the year.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, gives you guys confidence. It's a, you know, Seton Hall as a program has been very good and well respected, and Kevin Willard's done an excellent job, and they have a very good player. So, you know, we were locked in on that particular day at home. We're very tough to beat, and you know, our guys played really good basketball from the opening tip, you know, till the end. So it was an exciting day, and like I said, the most people to attend a men's basketball game in about 20 years. So our fans came out. They were loud. They were proud. You know, and Rutgers is a proud university with terrific academic standards and some really good people. And you know, so it's an exciting time, and I'm really glad to be a part of it.
And being 8-3 in a non-con has to be good for you guys. You see, you're undefeated at home. You played some very quality teams over the non-con schedule. So talk a little bit about this overall. So for getting your team ready for Big Ten play, how to use that, the non-con to maybe take guys back home or play the non-exempt tournament a little bit there. Just get some quality competition as you get ready to play the Big Ten Gauntlet, which is very, very tough.
Yeah, you know, we're going to always be challenged. You know, we have 20 league games now, so our schedule is always going to be extremely tough. And then, you know, with the games you schedule non-conference, you like to, you know, play some rivalries, and that's obviously the Seton Hall game. And then, you know, we play in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and then, you know, every couple of years, too, we play in the Big East Big Ten Challenge, too. So you know, a lot of our games are kind of scheduled. And then, like you said, you like to go on a couple trips. You like to, you know, get back to some places that some of your players are from. You want your team to have an opportunity to experience some new things in some new places, but you still want to play some home games too, because our home court is an advantage. And, you know, you like to get some home games too with some local rivals and what have you. So you got to put your schedule together, you know, carefully. But the Big Ten keeps expanding its schedule, so pretty soon I won't have to schedule any games. So just yell Big Ten games.
Yeah, because I know outside of recruiting and making sure kids go to class, scheduling is probably the third hardest thing you have to deal with as part of your role as head coach.
It certainly is. It's very challenging to schedule games. And, you know, you also have periods of time where you can't schedule games because of, you know, your finals and, you know, all the different obstacles that get in the way of scheduling, too. So, you know, we have to hold off a lot of, you know, dates for, you know, television and some different things, too. So scheduling's very challenging. It's, you know, a real puzzle that you got to kind of try to put together to give yourself the right blend of challenges and some confidence and playing some home games and, you know, giving yourself a chance to figure your team out, too, a little bit. So challenging, one of the most challenging part about basketball is scheduling. You like to, you know, try to take a lot of time and do a great job with it, but you don't know sometimes till you're in the middle of it.
Now, coaches, I guess you have found this week because you have a week off after the Seton Hall matches, yeah. But I think it's good for you to maybe get a chance to maybe get some guys some rest, self-scout a little bit. You know, you have a game Saturday, of course, but I know but have an opportunity to kind of look at what's been going on, reevaluate yourself, find places you can kind of get better at. Has to be a good opportunity for you guys as you head into the Big Ten play at the first of the year.
You know what? It's a huge time when we played a lot of games in a short period of time. They are taking finals right now, too, so they're in the middle of their heavy academic load. But it gives you a chance to really watch film with guys. It gives you a chance, you know, to really look at your team and assess where you need to get better, put in and implement some new things. Like today, we put in a lot of new stuff that we, you know, wanted to get in. It gives us a little time to work on it, too. You know, as we roll into, you know, our next game and then with a little break at Christmas time. These are times when teams can get a lot better. And your guys can be in the gym once the academic part of the, you know, semester is done. They can get in the gym extra and work on their weaknesses. So, you know, very, very important time. And also it's a time to get out. I've been recruiting every night since, you know, Seton Hall game. So, you know, it gives you a time to get out and see some of your high schools are starting up and get a chance to see some of the younger, you know, recruits and try to keep your name out there.
That's what I got for you, coaches. Is who are some coaches and individuals who really has been key into your career as a head coach since you've been in the business as long as you have? Who guys who you still talk to or you can lean on to help you has really been a very much a big impact on your career as a coach?
Well, I tell you, you know, I've been very fortunate. You know, I played for Jim Calhoun at UConn and then I was able to coach with him. And, you know, he certainly is a guy that, you know, has helped me every step of the way in my coaching career and in my life. And, you know, you can't get better advice than a guy that was a Hall of Fame coach that won a lot of national championships and did a ton of building when he was at UConn. And so I'm fortunate to have him and, you know, a lot of my coaches when I was at UConn. Dave Lato's the current coach at DePaul and off to their best start and forever. And he's another guy you could pick up the phone and chat with. And Howie Dickerman was another guy on that staff, and he was the winningest coach in Central Connecticut Division I basketball history. You know, so I've been very fortunate, you know, to have worked for, you know, some of the really, really great head coaches. And I got a chance to play for them and work for them. And those are the guys I look forward to, you know, talking to. And, you know, when I have questions and stuff, those are the guys that I know I can reach out to and they're going to be giving me the best advice possible. So I'm very fortunate in that way.
Well, Coach Piker, we're great to have you on your show, Coach. I've been a fan of yours for years. We just up there at Stony Brook, I used to kind of cheer for you guys. But I thought you always played well up there. So hope to see the Final Four, Coach. I'm looking forward to having all the coaches I talk to seeing you guys when you all down here for the Final Four here in April.
Hey, well, listen, I appreciate you having me on. I want to wish you happy holidays. And keep following Rutgers down there. We'll try to get down your way so you can see us live. That'd be awesome.
Yes, indeed, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today. Have a great holiday season as well, Coach.
Terrific. Thank you. Have a great night.
You're very welcome. Steve Peichel here on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there. Your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show with Brian Wardle, coach of the Bradley Braves out of the Valley. Coach, how are things going in Peoria, man?
Man, I'm good, but I don't have a show called The Boss Man. That's the best name of any show I've ever been on. I just want you to know that.
Hey, thank you, Coach. Hey, it was born out of an idea in my sophomore class at TSU, man. That's where the idea came from back in 2006.
Hey, I love it.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, I mean, hey, man, you're in year five at Bradley, Coach. What would you say have been your greatest accomplishment so far to take over this program at Bradley?
Just improving every year. I mean, I think that's to do in a total rebuild, a total roster overhaul, and you got to lay a foundation. Is that it's like, you know, we kind of have a nice house now. We're just trying to add addition to it. We're trying to add little rooms, add nicer things to it. It's kind of how I feel with our house right now. We got a great foundation, a great culture, really good guys in the locker room, and a system of play. I think that was entertaining and fun to play in. So. Just the improvement each year. Every year we've accomplished something more than the previous year, and we're starting our run this year again. But, you know, we all know health plays a factor. We're a little banged up, but I love our group. I love our continuity, talent level.
And, Coach, you know, one thing you said about is development, and I feel like you're having to rebuild a program from the ground up. That player development, skill development is very, very key to a program success. So how did you go about getting the guys in that you want to be in the Bradley culture and building those young men up and building them on and off the court to be the players you want them to be, and the young men you want them to be after basketball?
Well, you got to have guys that, you know, aren't afraid of work or afraid of the truth. I think that's very important. And I tell them, I played the game. I'm a coach now. I'll never forget the coaches that were honest with me every day and told me the truth. And it's not always what you want to hear. But I'm here to try to get you to a place that you want to go. It's your career. It's my passion. And we're a truth teller. program. We're in the gym with our guys, and we have a professional kind of mentality when it comes to work. We're efficient in our work. We're organized and routine every day. We're teachers of the game, and we just want guys that want to be in that gym and get better. Just like I want to get better as a head coach. I really do feel my players see that I'm trying to improve every day. And I think that's contagious when your staff and you and all the players are always trying to improve. And I think that's what's helped the development of each player, but also the development of our program.
And, Coach, you have a pretty good strength guide to help your guys play hard for you the right way and have the energy and fun and style you guys play. So talk about having a great strength and conditioning program to really help build these young men's bodies up. Because, you know, at the mid-major level, you're getting guys, you're kind of projecting guys grow into a body. So talk about how important that strength coach is to building a program like the one you have at Bradley here.
Well, it's critical. I mean, it's critical in the sense that I can't, as a head coach or staff, no matter if you're at high school or college, you can't wear too many hats. And if you're not going to be really good at all. And so I'm a simplicity guy. So have a strength coach that is the guy in charge of that weight room and cardio and conditioning and holding the guys accountable for body weight is critical. And to be on the same, having the same voice and communicating every day. So my strength coach and I talk every day. Every day we talk about what's the practice plan looking like, how long we're going to be on our legs, what are we going to try to do in the weight room. It's just constant communication so that we have a healthy balance and we're not overworking guys on the court or not overtraining them in the weight room, but you have that good, healthy balance. And I think it's if you do have a strength coach, communication and having the same mentality and voice is critical.
And Coach, has got so scientific now with the nutrition piece of it, the sports science piece of it, kind of see how many calories guys are burning per practice or per drill. I've seen it get drilled down so much to how scientific the game is. When you and I played in the 2000s, when you played in the 90s there, like, man, Coach, like, for real, like, it's a whole other world for us now, how they drilled it down so great.
Oh, I mean, the sports science, we're just smarter. I mean, we have so much more information. From all the research and technology, and you know, I think that you got to be smart. Though I'm an old school soul with kind of a new thinking and a new way of applying it. And so I think you got to have some old school mixed in with some new school. I don't think you can go to one extreme or the other, in my opinion. And I think that's what we do at Bradley is we use the numbers, we use the technology, we use the analytics, but we also have that good old fashioned old school mentality in some things we do too.
You got there right, Coach, and I know last year's tournament run, 20-win season, it really helped you in recruiting, giving you guys that boost, putting Bradley on the map even more, and show the heart you've put into all those years that you've been at Bradley. So how on the recruiting trail has been treating you with going trying to talk to young men now, going to high schools, talking to coaches? So how's that been for you now since making the tournament last year?
Well, the tournament helps, yeah. I mean, it helps you. It's like marketing. It's great advertising. It's great marketing. I don't think you can – when you go to the NCAA tournament, I don't think the school or a university can afford the marketing and advertising you get on national scene. And I think that's where we just got the B-Shield, Bradley Braves, back in not only the Midwest. I think most of the Midwest knows about us, but on the East Coast, the South, the West Coast, they start to remember the Bradley Braves of the 80s, when the last time we were really, really good. And even a little, we had a couple good years in the 90s, but it's been a while. So just that B Shield out there, people going, oh yeah, Bradley in the Missouri Valley, it's a great basketball league because it's a basketball league. But now they're talking about Bradley a little bit more. So definitely you get the phone calls returned back quicker. you get the coaches and the parents maybe to hit you back a little bit faster, because it is a great level of basketball to showcase what you can do.
And I think with Evansville beating Kentucky, the Valley is even on the map even more, because the Valley is a slept-upon league, in my opinion, Coach. A lot of people realize the Valley has some great basketball going on, great talent, and great coaches. It's every night in the Valley. It's a tough out, no matter who you play.
Yeah, we got pros every year coming out, too. They might not be big names, but they're making NBA rosters and putting up numbers. And it's because I think the league is so – it's a smart league. You got to be a smart basketball player to play in the Missouri Valley, and smart players make it to the next level. Not, you know, guys that don't understand the game and don't have a basketball IQ, they're going to peak and not go to the top level. Smart players do, and I think our league is really smart. We've beaten a bunch of high majors this year. We beat Kansas State. You know, we played Memphis well. I mean, we were playing all the top our league has had a lot of big wins against the Power Five. So it's normal. That's why teams stay away from our league. It's hard to schedule because they don't want to get us on a neutral floor or see us in the NCAA tournament because they know we're going to be a very tough game.
And looking at the league, Coach, 80 of the 10 schools are six wins or better, over 500. And for me, Major League, that's pretty good for me, Major League like yourself, to have 80 of the 10 schools, six wins or better, over 500, going into the late part of December here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We're 8-3 right now. We're trying to go to 9-3 on Saturday and hopefully get 10 wins before league play. Now we're playing some very good opponents, so it's going to be tough. But that's ultimately your goal is you want to go into league play with some wins because league's such a war every night.
And, Coach, you did a great job scheduling. So you beat Kansas State. You scheduled the right high majors. You gave your team a good test before they get to conference play as well. You know, you're taking guys back to where they probably for close to their hometowns as well, trying to get some quality matchups for you guys before you played in the Valley. So that conference schedule you put together, Coach, I think it was a great job for what you did this year to get your team ready for the Valley coming up here in January.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, we played the Big 12. We played, you know, the American. We played the Atlantic 10. We're playing you know, we've played a pretty Big Ten, too. I mean, we try to play all the leagues and just get a good test, and we're going to continue to do that as a program for sure, as long as I'm at Bradley.
Now, Coach, talking about a little about your roster, a lot of international guys on your roster. So what's the importance? When did you put that importance of getting international kids to come to play for you at Bradley? And what do you sell them on, their families on, to coming to Bradley to play for you and your program?
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple this year. We had more in the past. A lot graduated, but it was just our first recruiting class. I got the job kind of late, and we had 10 scholarships to fill, so we had to go international, and we snagged 5 guys from overseas and all over the world to fill our roster. Some of them have transferred, but some of them stayed the course and helped us win a championship and tournament. So now we have a name over there. We have a buzz over there. People know who the Bradley Braves are. Get you taken care of. It's a great academic school. It's a great city. It's not too big or too small. It's AMC too, and so I think it's a lot of all the international kids to come to.
Now, Coach, you mentioned a few times, so you got a big game in Miami coming up here this weekend. Jack Owens' team does a great job. He does a great job with his Red Hawks. He's getting those guys going here real, real good here and out of the MAC conference. So what do you see them guys on film, and what do you expect the battle to be for you guys there on Saturday?
Well, they're well coached. They're really physical. They guard you every possession. Very disciplined team. They run a lot of sets, a lot of different plays. So, you know, we got our hands full. We're going to have to play disciplined, play smart, and hopefully we can create some opportunities to score. Now, the hard part for us, we're missing our leading scorer, rebounder, and shot blocker. He's out for a few weeks in the last round. So we got to find opportunity for some other guys to get some more minutes and help us win some games. So it's going to be these next 3 weeks for us is going to be a true test on what type of team we're going to be without our leading scorer and rebounder and our leader out.
Now, Coach, what's good is after this game, you kind of had a break between Georgia Southern and Miami of Ohio to kind of put some pieces together and practice, kind of do some self-scouting. So how important was that, knowing you lost your leading scorer, your rebounder, and assist guy right now? You can kind of have some time to look at the film, find pieces that may work so you guys can prepare for this for the next few weeks without him about the court for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we got to tweak some things. There's no doubt. We got to put some guys in different positions, different spots, and see if we can – find, you know, flow kind of offensively a little differently because we so much went through Elijah and he's an inside out kind of four man. And so we're going to have to tweak some things and some great opportunity for some freshmen to step up and really make some plays. So we'll attack them maybe a little bit differently with more shooters on the floor, but it'll be the challenge for us.
And, Coach, I said, look, I also know something about you. You guys are 7-0 at home. So how important is it you make this important presence on your players to defend the home court and just make sure you take care of home first before you do anything else?
That's huge. I mean, we've done that so far in non-conference. It's going to be a big road game for us on Saturday. And then we come back right after Christmas and have a huge home game against a very good Toledo team. So it is big. It's big. I mean, yeah, most teams feel more comfortable at home. Role players feel more comfortable at home. We seem to make more shots when we're at home. And so far we've done that this year, but you can never take it for granted. That's for sure.
Well, Coach, best of luck to see you this weekend in Miami against Jack Owens and those guys and the Red Hawks. But, Coach, have a happy holiday season. I hope to see the Final Four in Atlanta here in April, man.
Oh, that'd be big time. And I appreciate you having me on. And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you, too.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you so much again.
All right.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. the debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind, ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night the machines might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night the machines might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back here on the Boss Man Show. We're here with Greg Campy, the coach of the Oakland Golden Grizzlies out of the Horizon League. Coach, how are things going with you guys, man?
Well, it's been an interesting, you know, non-league stretch here. We played some really, really good teams. We've had a chance to win a lot of games. We've won our share. We've lost our share of close games. Now we got blown out a couple times. So last night we had Syracuse on the ropes at Syracuse in the Dome, and we couldn't finish it. So disappointed in that. But I like, got a brand new team, a lot of young guys, and I like the direction we're going.
And, Coach, at your level, Coach, player development is very, very key at your level, Coach. I'm trying to get young men to overcome adversity. So I think, because you think you use this as a moment to teach your young men about winning close games on the road, knowing that the Horizon League is a very tough league, and you're going to have some tough places to play come up here in January in your league as well.
Yeah, I think the non-league schedule for when you're in a one big conference, there's two ways to really look at it. You can schedule week and get a lot of wins and feel good about yourselves going into the league. And that'll work sometimes. Or you can schedule real difficult, not worry about wins and losses. Like one of the reasons we play Syracuse is because there's a couple teams in our league that play zone. One of them's our arch rival, Detroit. And very few teams play zone anymore. So I did not want to go play Detroit on the 28th of December, having not seen a zone all year. So we scheduled Syracuse. And it was a tough game, but we won't see a zone as good as that anywhere the rest of the season. We competed against it and learned a lot about it. And going into tough environments is a good deal. It makes you hardens you up and makes you a better team.
You got that right, and Coach, I think it really helps you because, you know, you play Fairfield coming up here this weekend. You have a week off before playing Detroit. So having a week off to kind of self-scout yourself and kind of see where you guys can tweak and kind of adjust to the zone you see from Coach Davis and those guys at Detroit coming up here on the 28th is going to be really good for you. But also getting guys healthy as well.
I hate that we're playing them at that time of the year. I think the league made a mistake scheduling that game, and You know, our students aren't there. It's the biggest game of the year in our building. And although we're still going to sell it out, it's not the same when it's not your students. And then I also hate the idea that, you know, we have 3 days off over Christmas. And, you know, you go into a game that important coming off a three-day break, you're always worried as a coach, you know, what they're doing over those 3 days and what they're putting in their body and are they sleeping right. And so I hate the fact that we're playing such an important league game on the 28th of December, but it is what it is, and we're going to do everything we can to prepare for it, and I think we'll be ready.
Yes, indeed, Coach. And you feel like the fact that, you know, you've been in Oakland since 1984, man, you feel like that helps you in recruiting because you have a brand and they know who Greg Campy is and getting guys coming instead of Michigan who may go to Michigan State, don't get the call from those guys or may go to the call from Michigan. They'll come play for you guys now because they know who you are, know your name, know about how good old University of Oakland is altogether.
Yeah, I think that's a big advantage that we do have that brand, and then I've been here a long time. I think that the bigger part of it is that we've had four NBA players in the last 12 years, and I think that's our brand now, is the fact that Kendrick Nunn's out there as the rookie of the month, and Kay Felder was out there, and Keith Benson was the 48th pick in the draft. And those are really the things we sell, not so much me as it is that, you know, that we've got pros and you could be a pro from here. So that's our biggest selling point.
And, Coach, that speaks to your development, you know, of you and your staff of developing players, because I feel like at the mid-major level, if you have a coach that can develop you and you put out good tape, the scouts will find you. That's what I try to tell young men now, that, hey, if you put out good tape and play the right way, play for a great coach who can develop you, get your body stronger, get your mentally stronger, you will play professional ball, whether it be in the U.S. or in Europe, if you do the right things and play the right way.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, I've had over 50 guys play professionally that have come through our program in the 36 years. So, you know, I think that you can get there from anywhere. Some of the greatest players ever play the game, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, you know, you can name a lot of great players that didn't play high major basketball. And Kendrick Nunn's the next guy like that's going to show people that you can come from Oakland and be everything you want to be.
You got that right, and I just feel like, you know, young men should this, because I feel like young men sometimes when they don't get the right stars they want to recruit, they get frustrated, and they suck, and that's what makes the transfer portal a problem in college basketball, in my opinion, Coach, because, you know, guys suck. They don't get their way. They want to run somewhere else. Hopefully they can get the ego boost they need. So I know that what happens in Power Fives now, Coach, is this: they'll come pure for guys from mid-major schools and recruit your guys while they're on your roster, trying to get guys that are really good in mid-major ball, which sucks as well. So, Coach, how do you feel like this portal, how the young men's mindsets are today, affects you when you're trying to recruit guys, keep guys on your roster the whole 4 years?
Well, you don't want to get me going on the transfer portal. We could do a five-hour show on that thing. I'm really, really – our team this year was really hurt by it. And, you know, when it strikes close to home, you really investigate it. You step back and relook at what's going on and why things are going this way. And, you know, you got to adapt to it. So we're trying to adapt. We're trying to figure it out. You know, I can fight it, or I can step back and look at it and look at what kids are doing today and why they're doing it. And we've got to create an environment here at Oakland where a kid, we're going to, when they play, we get the best out of them. We make them the best player we can make them. And if they want to stay around here, great. We want them to stay, but I'm not going to fight it like I did this past year. It's our job to win basketball games, but it's also our job to create them. And I think running from your problems is probably the last thing that should be taught, but it's the way society is today. So, you know, I'm not going to change society. I'm just going to try and change my little world here and make sure that we are putting out the best that we can do for these young men that come through here, and hopefully they'll love it here and want to stay.
I look at your roster, Coach. I see a lot of guys from the South on your roster. So how important is it to you and your staff to recruit down South here? I see guys from North Carolina on your roster, Florida as well, Charlotte, North Carolina, which are very close to Atlanta. So how important is it for you guys to get out, branch out from the Midwest area, the Detroit area, up north there, and come down here and find good talent as well for you guys?
Well, we went from being a program that you know, was really Michigan centered. And then once we started getting in the NCAA tournament, and we had players like Kay Felder that got national names, we became more national. And now, you know, we go down and we go to an event in North Carolina, and we've got two guys from North Carolina, and they're good players, and people know who we are, and coaches want to send the next good player to you. So that's what we do. We're just going to take the best players we can get. We really don't care where they're from.
And that's good. I feel like that's good. Like I said, I've known about your program for years. I'm a college basketball fan, of course. I knew about your program for years. But, you know, like you said, having that brand recognition down here as well, coaches will send good players to you. It's very important. I feel like coaches, a lot of things, like relationships are so important, whether it be with high school coaches, AAU coaches. It's very important that pipeline of players and your system to get guys to come up there. City University is a great university, a great league to play in, and a great education. They can play for a coach like yourself who's been there for years, who can never take care of them as and make them be young men of character going forward the rest of their lives.
Well, that's how you do it. You can't do it by yourself. The people have to believe and trust in you. You have to take care of the player that comes through. They got to get their degree. They got to graduate with, you know, a job, a degree that's meaningful. And then they've got to become the best basketball player they can become. And if you can do that with these young men, then the people that know that will send you the next one. And that's how you really put together a good roster.
That's what I got for you, Coach. This, who have been some coaches and mentors of yours in your career who really helped, had the biggest impact on you in your career and to be in Oakland for so many years and help you mold young men as they come through your doors out there in Oakland?
Well, you know, I started really young, so I only worked for one guy, a guy by the name of Bob Nichols, who has since passed away. He was a great coach. He was a legend in the Mid-American Conference back in the 70s. Which is before most of the people were born that are listening to this. But for the most part, it's been you learn on the run. As it goes, you learn. And, you know, the teams we play and the great coaches that I get to play against are, you know, I learn from them when I look at their film and talk to them and things like that. So that's really been it for me.
Coach Camp, it's good to have you on the show again. Hopefully, I'll talk to you down the road, Coach, and hope to see the Final Four in Atlanta here in April, man.
All right, anytime. Yeah, I'll be there. But anytime,
all right, Coach.
You want me, give me a call.
Yes, indeed. Have a happy holidays, Coach. Talk to you real soon.
All right, you too.
All right, bye now. That's Greg Campy here on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach T Will 24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back in the jail of the Boston Man Show with Lon Kruger, coach of the Oklahoma Sooners out there in Norman, Oklahoma. Coach, how are these things going with you guys this final exam week?
Well, finished up finals in good shape, and now we've got a home game finally on Saturday. We've been on the road for the last month, and it's been a while, so anxious to get back home. Got a good young group, and they're working hard, and think a chance to keep improving.
Hey, Coach, I'm excited you have, a good young group to develop guys. I know coaches love to develop young players, teach guys the game. So I'm excited if you and your staff to have these young, energetic young men and show them the ropes of how to play the game the right way, get them ready for that Big 12 play coming up here real soon.
That's so true. The non-conference schedules provides that preparation for what we know will be 18 tough ball games every night out in the Big 12. You're playing against other really good teams, and we know what lies ahead, but the non-conference, I think, will prepare us well for that.
Now, Coach, you've been here in Oklahoma since you're a ninth season here now. So what do you say being a great accomplishment for being in Oklahoma so long as you have all the players you had come through there that played well for you over the years and play in the pros now?
Yeah, we've had a good group. Some excellent players. You know, we've got a couple players of the year. And Buddy, of course, National Player of the Year. And Trey was outstanding as a freshman of the year a couple seasons ago. But great to see all those guys doing so well in the NBA and representing the Sooners in a great fashion.
And, Coach, you won 20 games last year. So what did you guys prioritize in April, May, June, July to get in August to get ready for the season here? Because I know you have a young group. So what did you guys kind of do with those 4 hours you had to work with the young men this offseason?
The offseason is much different than in the past. Like you mentioned, we can work with them in the summertime. And we had 9 new guys in the program. So we're still learning right now. But the opportunity to get with them in June and develop a foundation and the fundamentals and extra shooting and all the things that go into the offseason for young players today was critical, and our guys made a lot of progress from that time.
And, you know, Coach, how do you go about getting 9 new guys on the same page from different walks of life? How do you do those team-building activities, get those guys on the same page to want to come together in jail the right way as you need them to, as the games now count now, and it's going to get even tougher come January?
Yeah, still working on that. It takes some time. I think patience certainly is important, but also a high level of expectation, combining the two, getting them to understand the urgency with regard to coming to work every day to get better and make progress on a weekly basis and not waste any time, because any day you don't advance your game, don't advance your play, you're giving away some hours. So our guys have had good leadership from the other players on the team, and they've worked hard, and I think they've made that good progress.
And, Coach, I think very important for any program coach is a strength coach. How important is your strength coach to help getting your guys physically fit, of course, getting them mentally fit, and also getting them to eat the right way? Because sports science is taking over a whole new level now for you. When you started coaching, it went now to where now it's just like a whole different ballgame of sports science. So how does your strength coach really work in concert with you to make sure those guys are healthy, take it and defend for you guys, be healthy come February and March when the games really are very, very important for you guys getting that tournament there?
Exactly. The strength coach, we've got what we think is the best in the country in Bryce Dobb. We've got a new strength and conditioning performance center, keyed by the major gift from Blake Griffin. So these guys that play here represent well, go on, get back to the university. But Bryce Dobb's the best. He's, again, like you say, it's not just the strength development, but also the nutrition and combining the two to help guys max out, from the standpoint of preparation physically to play as well as they possibly can.
And I think fans don't realize, Coach, that the strength coach also helps prevent injuries. You know, the trainer handles the injuries, but the strength coach is that main guy, helps prevent them, keep the guys' bodies in shape, keep the guys' bodies healthy so they're not being overused, overworked. So they don't get hurt, get a freak injury, and ruin all season for you guys.
Absolutely. It's not just about getting bigger and stronger, but exactly like you say, to avoid injury. You know, prepare, you know, the flexibility, you know, range of motion, all the things
combined with the strength development. And then, like you say, nutrition, all that goes hand in hand to help guys get through a grind of the season.
And, Coach, do you feel like with you being in the business as long as you have, Coach, that when it comes down to recruiting, just when you make the phone call, there's a respect factor because you've been in the business so many years, coaching the NBA as well, that guys want to come play for you because they know that you can get them to the NBA if that's what that's their goal. You can also show them how to play ball the right way and also grow them into great men because you've had a career of coaching great players and making them a great men, fathers, and husbands. So when you get the phone, Coach, how's the recruiting call go for guys when they hear it's Lon Kruger calling them to see about them and see about their player or their son?
Each player has maybe a unique set of priorities of things they're looking for. So you try to identify what those are. And oftentimes it comes down to relationships. Usually the teammates are, you know, their future teammates are such a critical part of it because you want to get up every day and feel good about the people that you're going to the court with and you're working out with and traveling with and going to class with. And if those teammates or people you enjoy and feel great about, then we got a much better chance of getting to be Sooners.
You got that right, Coach. And like you said, you have UCF on Saturday, Coach. And Coach Dawkins does a great job with those guys at the American Conference. So what are you saying for those guys on film as you guys prepare to play those guys Saturday?
Yeah, Coach Dawkins is great. He does a terrific job. They've got great size on the inside. Their wings are big and physical. They've got great size at the point. So they'll be as big and as physical a team as we've played all year. So we know, they've won 6 games in a row, and they're very well prepared. They're outstanding defensively. They spread the ball offensively. They got the big couple guys inside that they play through, and our hands will be full. We've got to come out and play well and battle on each possession.
Now, Coach, at least you're dealing with tackle fall this year. He's with the Celtics now. Thank God for that.
Yeah, that's very true. He's gone, but they still we got some other really good big players on the inside. And like I say, Coach Dawkins has got a culture there that moves on to the next year, and they've got another collection of really good players and good team this year.
And, Coach, y'all tell me to also self-scout your guys because you have a kind of week off here after UCF play Rio Grand Valley there on the 30th. So y'all got some time out to get some guys healthy, Christmas break, some self-scouts. That's really good for you and staff to kind of go back and reevaluate yourself, see what y'all can get better at as the Big 12 play kicks up right after the game on the 30th there.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Our guys will play on Saturday, and then guys will go home and come back after Christmas on 26th and start practice in preparation for Rio Grande Valley on the 30th. And then we open up Big 12 play on the 4th with Kansas State coming into our building.
And, Coach, like I said, the Big 12, it's for our fans, we've all got ACC down here, the ACC conference, they're in Atlanta. But talk to our fans about how the Big 12 is a very great basketball league, but it's 10 teams, but it's very good basketball from top to bottom in that league.
It's outstanding basketball. Every year we have 7 or 8 teams going to the NCAA tournament, and the couple teams that don't go are still really good. So that's the way it is every night in the Big 12, and we know you're playing against other really good players, and our guys get excited about that. There's great venues, great atmospheres, crowds throughout the league, so it's big time, and we're excited about what lies ahead.
Now, Coach, you coach Trae Young. Trae Young is our star with the Hawks now. How was he to coach at Oklahoma, and did you see him become the player he's become already in year two for the Hawks right now?
Nothing about Trae was surprised because he came in here as a freshman, and what he did that first 15 games of his freshman year was unprecedented. It had never been done in college basketball before in terms of scoring and assisting and just being outstanding in every way. And then, of course, an outstanding start to his rookie season last year, and then an even better finish in the second half, and certainly off to a great start in his sophomore season. So, nothing surprises. He's so skilled and so fast with the ball. He can get a lot of things done on the court.
And, Coach, did you ever tell Trae not to take those long threes or just say that's just Trae's game? Because, sometimes I say, wow, he put up 30 feet, and he made it, I'm like, oh, no, Trae made makes it. So did you ever get that thought in your mind when he was coaching on the sidelines there?
Well, we had that thought every once in a while. But, like you say, he makes a good share of them. So when he makes those, he makes it even harder for him for people to guard him.
going to the paint. So he's got a good set of skills to work from.
Now, Coach, you coached the Hawks for three seasons there here in Atlanta. So what are your favorite memories of coaching the Atlanta Hawks here and the fans of here in Atlanta when during your time in NBA as a head coach?
We had great people there. We had great people. Still a lot of friendships from those 3 years. We didn't win enough ball games, obviously, but still guys worked hard and still communicate with a lot of folks from those times. And loved living in Atlanta. What a great city and great people, and certainly – you know, I think the Hawks will be back and doing well in the very near future.
Coach, I'm dating you and myself when I tell you this. Me and my pop used to watch you on JP Sports News of Florida. When I was younger, man, so I used to watch Tom.
Oh, Hanks, yeah.
Larry Connolly, Joe Dean, those guys on Saturdays and Wednesday nights, and watch you guys play at the O'Connell Center, Coach. So I've been watching you for years, man. We were with my pops. I told my dad, I'm going to show my dad. I was like, the Florida coach? Yes, Dad, that guy. Yeah, we used to watch him.
Yep, yep,
but my dad
yep,
was yep, like, wow, son, look how life is. It's full circle now, you know. That's what I'm saying, Coach. I've been watching you for years, man, for years.
Yeah, we appreciate bringing that up. Those are very good memories. Loved living in Gainesville, and our kids grew up there. Wife and I still look back on that as being, you know, we've had very, very enjoyable stops everywhere we've been, but certainly Gainesville was one of the most enjoyable because of the people we met and the kids being the age they were and growing up in middle school and in high school there.
Well, Coach Kruger, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, Coach. I hope to see you at the Final Four if you're not playing. Hopefully, see you at the Final Four if you're not playing in the Final Four. I hope to see you there when you come in April, man, for the Final Four. And best of luck to you this season, Coach. I'll talk to you again down the road as well, Coach. Like I said, I've been a fan of yours for years.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Coach. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
All right. Same to you. Bye.
All right. It's Lon Kruger on the Boss Man Show.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer, all the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.